AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden prepping for his third State of the Union address tonight. He'll be trying to convince voters while he's up for another 4 years in office. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trailing in the polls to Donald Trump and facing those persistent concerns and questions about his age, the president has to sell skeptical voters on his accomplishments and show the American public that he is still up for another 4 years on the job.
Lawmakers in Alabama overnight passing a bill to protect in vitro fertilization providers from prosecution. It was needed after the state Supreme Court there ruled frozen embryos are people. Hannah Gutierrez, who was in charge of the guns on the set of the movie Rust, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico. Opening statements today in James Crumbly's involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. His son Ethan shot and killed four students at his Oxford High School class in 2021. James Crumbly, his father, is accused of providing his sons access to weapons. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul sending National Guard troops into the New York City subways to help fight crime.
While crime in the city overall is down, the start of the year has seen a spike in the subways, and the governor says it's giving riders anxiety.
Saying things are getting better doesn't make you feel better, especially when you've just heard about someone being slashed in the throat or thrown onto a subway's tracks.
750 National Guard members, along with 250 state and transit police officers, will patrol the platforms and check bags for weapons, joined by teams of mental health workers.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky here in New York. Police in Philadelphia hunting for suspects after a shooting at a bus stop. Eight teenagers between the ages of 15 and 17 were hit. A 16-year-old shot 9 times and is in critical condition. Louisiana's governor declaring a weather disaster because of a shortage of crawfish. Drought and extreme heat blamed for cutting this year's harvest. The declaration opening the door for federal crawfish help. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
the Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach, Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38 tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow, high of 46, with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now,
Thursday
it's
on Nightlight, it's a double dose of funny mics. I'm joined by comedians Mike Mercury and Mike Siegel. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is time to wake up now.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Back again. Another all fantastic right. morning.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Good. John and Gordy, Mad Radio 92.7 yes. WMDX. Good to have you with us on this Thursday. Good morning, John.
It's already a Thursday, huh?
Wow. Yeah, it is. And it's pretty clear out there this morning, although there might be a few clouds here and there. But we're at 34 degrees, highs today in the low to mid-50s. Yeah. It's going to be gorgeous today.
This guy just drove down State Street, you know? And he,
he
saved himself by going down another street.
Is he an out-of-towner?
Yeah.
That would explains it.
He's got a kayak on the top of his damn car.
Well, who goes kayaking in March?
I know. What is he doing over here? Well, you know, you got to look cool no matter what. Winter, summer, he's got a kayak. What a great guy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, maybe he's, you know, he's going to get in some early kayaking. I mean, it might as well. The weather's been pretty cooperative.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, right? And alternate side parking, you know. how's
Tom Allbaugh get that all? I don't know. I didn't hear a follow-up report.
The thing
maybe
is, I got to go to his site on Facebook, maybe at Twitter X. I'll check him out there. And we can sign his petition, by the way.
We
should be doing that. I mean, here we are. We talked about it and everything, but we did not participate in the the democratic process, if I could say that right.
You know, we're very busy. He's busy. We got to, just remind ourselves, yes, let's sign the petition for whatever he wants to do with alternate side parking in Madison.
All right.
You know, speak up. Let your voice be heard. That's what democracy is all about.
Is it?
And, you know, yeah. And if we don't, you know, it could all be gone in like 8 months. So, you know, let's remember what democracy is like and get out there and sign some petitions.
Well, the entire world is shuddering right now. They're freaking out over the possibility that this guy could actually get in. You know, what we're doing right now is we're actually kind of promoting Trump, but at the very same time, we're acting like he has a super majority of voters out there just waiting to put him in office. I just don't think that's happening. I don't think it's real.
No, it isn't real. And, you know, the longer it goes on and the more outrageous things he says and all these trials go on, he's losing some support along the way. But, you know, Nikki Haley dropping out, then all of a sudden, you know, now it's just down to Trump and Biden, you know, in most people's minds. And it's
what is it?
So it's given him new energy.
The Democratic candidate dropped out as well.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I was listening to Todd yesterday, and he mentioned the fact that now, because the House and Mike Johnson delayed the State of the Union speech to today, now it's the beginning of, you know, the real competition, the campaign between the two.
Mm.
And now he's giving him a platform on the very first day, you know, or second day.
Yeah.
To give him a national platform to give the State of the Union address tonight.
That's right. That is tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll all be watching on the edge of our chairs.
And on Friday, we'll be dead tired because we've had to watch it and see the discussions and see what the impressions were from everybody and know what the news people were thinking as well, like we care.
Yeah, and then we got to analyze the follow-up, whoever opposed they picked somebody to just
say something,
get
stupid
in front of the camera and try to oppose whatever was said in the State of the Union.
That's right.
Yeah, it's always a wonderful speech to watch.
I know.
Remember when Marco Rubio did it? He grabbed that little bottle of water.
That was ridiculous, wasn't it?
It was such.
Oh my God!
What a moment!
You know, and they keep doing that, right? It wasn't just Rubio. I can't remember the other instances, but they are always making an idiot of themselves in some way, shape, or form. Either sweating profusely, or just being so stiff, or maybe so brief. They didn't actually not even covering anything in the State of the Union usually.
Right.
You know, they should do
it's
it
a
live.
Moment.
Do it live, right?
I'm pretty sure they do it live, don't they?
I don't know.
It seems like
it's pre-done or
really?
Maybe they do it live, but they write up the script and they don't ad-lib anywhere in that script. Now, if it were Trump, of course, he'd be ad-libbing for the 3 hours given him by the networks.
Sure. Yeah, they give him a lot of time.
They do.
Yeah.
Too much time now. So
it's a ratings grab.
That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a fiery Biden, they're saying on CNN. Fiery.
Fiery. Well, here it is, the 7th day of March. Mm-hmm. And let's check out the National Day calendar, shall we? Are you ready for this?
All right.
What day is it not? All right.
I'm not going to even look at the calendar. I have it listed in front of me. I will not look at it. I will take my guess. I will take my shot. I'll go out on a limb. Go ahead.
Is it National Slam the Scam Day? It or not? Is it National Flapjack Day? Is it National Hospitalist Day? National Cereal Day? National Crown Roast of Pork Day? Or National Glazed Donut Day? Which one of those days does not belong? Or National Be Heard Day? So that's a big list. Let me go over it again.
There's a kind of you always save up the fake ones for the last.
No, I don't.
Last year.
No,
yes,
that's
you do.
Not true. No, I don't.
No, come on.
No, I don't.
So it's always easy
not
to
always.
Figure out which one.
Is it National Slam the Scam Day? Is it National Flapjack Day? National Hospitalist Day? National Crown Roast of Pork Day.
I know you
National
threw that
cereal
one.
Day.
That was your creation right there. National Crown Roast Day.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I'm just kidding.
That is actual.
That was not a guess.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like a guess. You see, now you're not playing by the rules because that was a guess.
Call me Trump.
Trump. National Cereal Day. National Be Heard Day. Or National Glazed Donut Day.
Okay,
Sam already knows the answer.
National Day Glazed Donut Day is not the correct one.
Okay, you're right.
It's always the last one.
That was a very reluctant, yeah, you're right.
But the first time through, I didn't, that wasn't the last day.
It wasn't?
That I read. No, National Be Heard Day, because it was on the bottom of the computer and I didn't see it. And that came up. So, otherwise, it would have been,
just an amazing.
Now you figured it all out. After all these months, you figured it out.
I have.
You figured out my schemes.
I know. Okay. It took me a long time. I'm embarrassed.
Let's see. What else happened? What happened on this date, Sam? You have some information on that,
really?
I'm sure.
Okay, let's crack open the history books here quick.
Crack open the history
books. Not the dust.
Boy, they're dusty.
Ton. Yeah, they are dusty.
Ugh.
Ink is real faded. Not a lot that I could find for today. Today in history. Well, a couple
Nothing?
Things. Today, in 1644, the first bicameral legislature was formed in the U.S. colonies.
Wow. Ooh.
In Massachusetts.
Wow. So two cameras were...
Yeah, two pictures at the same time.
Bicameral.
Two houses in the legislature.
They had two camels. They brought in two
there
camels.
We go. The circus in the colonies, right?
Bicamerals. Yeah.
Yeah. A little more recently, some civil rights history.
Yes, yes.
Bloody Sunday was today in 1965 when civil rights marchers marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. They were attacked by police, clubs, dogs, smoke, all that jazz.
And I think all of that work that they
John
did
Lewis,
for civil rights.
John Lewis getting beat. Yeah.
Being completely destroyed now by the current Supreme Court. Just wiped away. Just wiped away.
It's a shame.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's all we got for today in the history books.
Well,
tomorrow,
thanks for bringing us down.
It's my job. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could have started with that one, but.
All right. Okay.
We always have a smile on our face when we say souffle.
Right? Oh, souffle. Yes. Yeah.
That's how you do it. So bring back that smile.
We got to get that pronunciation.
So how do you say croissant?
Yeah, exactly. We got to get
French,
him to say
the typical French pronunciation. Is it croissant? Croissant? Croissant?
We got to figure out.
Souffle.
I don't know how to program. I don't know how to program. The word that I want to get him to pronounce. I don't know how to get him to do that.
Is it an AI that does this voice? I'd assume.
I don't know. I think it's an actual person who did all this work, and he picks out all these words and does this work, and he records them.
What words do you want to have pronounced?
Is there a way to enter in a new word that he can pronounce?
I'm sure there is, because that's how we got that one. I can do a little research.
Maybe just Gordy voice acting.
No, it's not. You asked for a pronunciation of the word, and then found the site that had that word in it already. That with the pronunciation, but you didn't ask that as a bot, an AI bot of some sort.
Okay. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Artificial intelligence bot.
Well, what words do you want pronounced? Souffle.
Souffle.
Okay. Anything else?
No. How much time do you think we have?
I'm going to do it right now.
Can get him I'll to say it. Your names.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually,
minutes.
That.
We have 2 minutes.
I'm not doing it.
Can't you
moment.
Do it right now? Okay.
No, I can't. Because I have to tell everybody later today, we're going to be giving away some more Stephanie Miller tickets. Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour is going on, and they'll be at the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m., Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Frangella, the whole gang will be there. We're giving away tickets a little bit later on this morning right here on the John and Gordy Show. Be listening, and it's going to be a little while yet before we get to those
tickets.
She's
been a sexy liberal for a long, long time, hasn't she?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to, again, do some research and ask her people. Yeah. Maybe they'll tell us. I don't know. I have no idea about her personal life. I don't know anything about her.
Well, I do, but I'm pretty sure she probably is a partner of some sort.
Okay. Okay, I just spilled coffee.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I
ran in here and I didn't have time to get my coffee into my thermos.
We've all had issues with coffee this morning. I spilt mine. Gordy spilt mine. You didn't even get any.
I didn't bring it in. Had to come into the station this morning. Yep.
Yeah.
There he is.
Here he comes.
There he goes.
He heard the word.
Does anybody want coffee?
Yes.
There he is.
Who wants coffee?
We all need more.
Who wants coffee?
Yes.
The thing is, he's shouting so much, he's not hearing anybody.
He's just there. He's not paying attention to what's actually going on.
He's just running around willy-nilly.
I was going to go out on State Street, get on the corner, and start shouting into the air, anybody want coffee?
Yeah. All right, we're just getting started for this Thursday morning. John and Gordy, Sam Davison behind the controls. Back with more.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
WMDN 92.7 FM 1580.
I love that intro. Yeah. Chicago.
It works, doesn't it?
Anybody know what time it is? Well, it's 20 minutes past 6. Hey, good morning. It's 34 degrees.
Capital
highs
city,
today in the
capital
mid-50s.
City. Yeah. Capital yeah. city. Yeah. The capital yeah. city. It's Madison, it Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And if you.
Oh, John, what? This just in. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We are looking at how to pronounce this word, as well as how to say more interesting French cooking terms and food names as well. So make sure to stay tuned and consider subscribing for more learning. How do you say it? Soufflé. Soufflé, for reference in French, it is said as souffle. Souffle.
Souffle.
In English, however, souffle is okay. how it is said in English.
You got it?
No, I missed it.
You know, did you get this? Was this any helpful? Let me know in the comments and by using the like button. Thank you kindly for your support. Here are more videos on how to pronounce more food names.
I'm just trying to understand what he was saying before souffle.
I know, you can't understand it's anything.
No, I just love that. Is there any way you can play that again? I don't know how you found that or how you came
you
up
want
with
it
that.
Again?
Yeah, it's good. You please.
It
that was okay. just
all right. Listen, because he has an announcement at the beginning of it.
I'm very, you know,
here we
calmed
go.
By.
We are looking at how to pronounce this word, as well as how to say more interesting French cooking terms and food names as well. So make sure to stay tuned and consider subscribing for more learning. How do you say it? Soufflé. Soufflé, for reference in French, it is said as souffle. Souffle.
Souffle.
In English, however, souffle. Souffle is how souffle. It is said souffle. In English. Souffle. Okay. And now you souffle. Know. Did you get this? Was this any helpful? Let me know in the comments
I
and by using
guy.
The like button.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
See, now I don't think that's the same guy as our
this
croissant
is
guy.
No, this is the same guy. Who would
you
have a
so?
Voice like that? Who would have an accent like that? No, that's him. That's definitely him. You know, like I say, he's got this wide span of different topics, all these words he's chosen. I think he's personally recorded them all.
Yeah.
I don't think this is AI.
No.
And now he's probably kicking himself knowing that now there is AI and he could program his voice in and then it could just, you know, simply, you know, synthetically.
Here's
say
the
all the words
guy.
Correct.
So how do you say croissant?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
French
maybe it is the same guy.
French pronunciation.
Oh,
is it croissant?
Yeah, that is the same guy. It okay.
Is.
All right.
I don't know how you got him
okay,
to say
well,
that.
Another mystery sound.
No,
how did
it's
I do
not
that?
A mystery. I don't know how you're finding him. I worked like an hour trying to do this.
Maybe he just has his number, dialed him up, and recorded it quick.
Yeah.
No,
he's
no,
got
I just,
Gordy has connections.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
There
we
true.
Go. See, he wants a little feel important.
I'm not going to reveal who this, you know, how I know this guy. Yeah. But yeah, I do have a connection with him.
Well, okay. It's fantastic.
we got that solved. Okay.
We should give him a real, real American word to see how he comes up with that.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Think of a word that we could, you know, program. Well, forget it.
We'll work on that.
We'll definitely work.
We'll put that on the back burner this morning, though, because we got a lot of other important stuff to get to.
We do. Let's get to something that, you know, it's something that sticks under my craw just a little bit. And I don't know where the craw is, but if I
could, you got a lot of stuff sticking under your craw.
If I could get it out.
That craw is looking a little ragged because there's a lot of stuff stuck in there. So let's try to get some of that out today.
I know. Well, let me just try to pull this one out. It's the Supreme Court and it's their incredible activism that is kind of destroying the political system and our civil system in this country.
Yeah.
And it's also
the Supreme Court needs a better publicist. They need good publicity.
Yeah.
They're really, you know, they're getting a lot of hits lately.
Right. Exactly. So this
they need a PR agent.
This is another thing, you know, where they said that basically you can be a participant in an insurrection, and that's okay. Mm. It's nothing the Constitution covers. Sure, it does. You know, the 14th Amendment covers it very well. Section 3. It's not that. Yeah. It's not that. You know, the Congress have to do something. Right? That's what they said. The Congress has to, you know, make a statement on this and draw the line in the sand and say that this is an insurrection, and therefore they can levy the penalty, I guess. I don't know. They made all of this stuff up on the bench. How can they do that? And no one's...
Well, they're
no
the
one's,
Supreme Court. They can do anything they want to now.
Every attorney out there should be on this on every show, and it should be just, you know, blanketing all the media sources like Twitter, X, and Facebook, and YouTube. Everybody should be talking about this and talking about how corrupt this Supreme Court is. One person gave this analysis based on, you know, the decision by the Supreme Court. They say not a single one of the thousands of ex-Confederates who were disqualified under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment were disqualified by an act of Congress. It didn't require an act of Congress back then. Why is it all of a sudden required now? They were automatically disqualified, as Jefferson Davis himself recognized in his trial. So we have historical reference on this. We know that this is the way it should be run. It is self-actuating. And what they did was they created something out of whole cloth, just legislating from the bench, giving it to Congress or giving Congress a new job and then telling them what kind of job they have to do.
Right.
I am pulling my hair out. I am not an attorney. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'd probably be out, you know, at a building top someplace with a rifle. I know. I'm just trying to calm down just a little bit here thinking about shooting. The liberal justices who agreed there should be should not be a patchwork of state-based systems of disqualification don't seem to understand that if the Supreme Court had rendered a decision disqualifying Trump, that would have had a national effect, not a state-by-state effect. It would not have meant that each state gets to decide. The decision as it stands now has a national effect that Trump cannot be barred from any states. And by the way, it has a national effect on every insurrectionist. Now they can all run, and then Congress would individually have to deal with each one of those people being released after they serve their sentences.
This is just unbelievable. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yes. But again, there is a historical reference. None of the Confederates were allowed to do anything again in politics. They were disqualified, and they didn't need an act of Congress to do it. Back in the Civil War
days.
So
right there, that's what happened.
Yeah,
yes.
that's what happened, so, right? The most obvious thing is sitting right in front of you, historical context.
I don't know why that never got brought up until now. That doesn't, I mean, you would think they'd be all over that.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well,
well, yeah, but you John Peterson, here. Once again, you've shown us the light. Thank goodness.
Here. Okay.
Yeah. You should have been a lawyer.
I should have been, but I didn't have any kind of concentration level when I was younger, so.
Well, don't tear your hair. Don't tear all of your hair out.
I still have all of it there.
You still need some of it. Okay. Good. Good. So, you know, that's one good thing out of it. Okay.
Well, thank you. I know. Shouldn't start off so
it's
powerful.
It's exhausting,
this morning,
isn't it? 6:29.
What a message.
We've got news. We've got weather. We've got Pam Yonke with the farm report. And when we come back, hard workers, well, they get to sweat more. That's coming up.
Yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There may be a little rain in the forecast for Wisconsin, but will it be enough to make up for what we're lacking right now? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and I'll tell you, more and more states starting to talk about this abnormally warm weather. Right here in the Midwest, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says we're catching attention.
Extremely dry in the Midwest. Does not look like things are going to be changing off these temperatures anytime soon. You know, that's going to be something we'll have to watch. You keep hearing that comparison to 2012 from people. So we'll see at this time frame. But it's a time window here with prices where they are. I've been kind of stepping into some ownership out into the summer months. Price with the movement, things are cheaper right now to get that ownership in and just start having that wild card out there in case we run into some weather issues. You know, hopefully not, but we always got to be prepared for anything that can move this market quickly.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. It's that kind of talk that's got our markets a little stronger in overnight trade. Numbers are next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malule from Clinton, current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, says they evaluate every research dollar they invest multiple times.
The other part of those research proposals is it might come in as a four-year study, but we cannot fund more than 1 year, so we have to reevaluate them. And each year they resubmit, and we get a progress report. And there's some, over the years, there has been some programs or proposals that we ask them to tweak midstream, and here's what's going on. And sometimes they push back, and we come to a conclusion and move forward with them generally.
Pat Malule from Clinton is the current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Research, Education, and Promotion. You can find out more about where soybean dollars are being invested in the state. Go to wisoybean.org. This message brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. On Wednesday in Chicago, barrel cheese was unchanged at 162.5. 40-pound block cheese unchanged at 149. Double A butter, though, gained 2.25 cents at 285 a pound. This morning in Chicago, right now, December corn is up 2 at 463. November soybeans currently trading a nickel stronger at 1147. July wheat's up 2 at 544. Right now, Class 3 fluid milk for April up 9 at 1609. But the May milk dropped 35 cents yesterday, closed at 1651 a hundredweight. I know I sound like a broken record, but it only comes around every other year. The World Champion Cheese Contest is going to conclude this afternoon around 2 o'clock at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison with the announcement of the World Champion Cheese. Remember, we've got a lot of Wisconsin cheesemakers that are in the running. Follow along for the announcement, worldchampioncheese.org. I'm PM Yankee.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but still mild. Our high near 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some rain developing after midnight. Our low 38. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a half inch of rain through the day tomorrow, high of 46, with a little snow mixing in at times before it all ends late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
I joined outside the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Reaching for and never quite getting close to the high broadcast standards of the Civic Media Network, it's the John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX.
Sounds like one of our meetings.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
It's always a, fun time.
By the way, we got another great pronunciation coming up, so hang on. But right now, we've got Jill on the phones right now, and we want to talk more about the 14th Amendment, how it was completely screwed up by Supreme Court justices who should know better, who seem to be legislating from the bench, who are activists. We've heard activists, justices are bad. Well, they love it. They love that role. And let's talk to Joe. What do you got, Joe?
Well, I think it was just sort of interesting. We are tied to the definition of insurrectionism and seems to be so wound up with Donald Trump and his supporters. When it also is rather broadly, there are many different kinds of insurrectionists, right? I mean, the Confederate Army was an insurrectionist army going against the government. Mm-hmm. So what if you had, instead of Trump supporters who wanted to keep him in office, what if your insurrectionists were an actual Confederate offshoot that wanted to take over the government and engage in the kind of January 6th activities that we see, you know, that we saw then? What if it was, you know, a Confederate group? What if it was the White Brotherhood group, some offshoot of the Nazis who got, you know, all of their supporters into take over the government? How about a little failure? I think it's a real failure of imagination on the part of the Supreme Court, because it's the insurrectionist can be rather broadly understood, right?
It can be.
It could be, you name it, right?
Right.
I mean, there are all sorts of people who could be insurrectionists.
And now we're bypassing that. You know, now we can't do anything about it. Again, these people have just gained tremendous amount of power, all the groups you just mentioned. So they can
go ahead.
Work their way into government and work from the inside.
Yeah. The door is open. Come on in.
And what, again,
you know, the standard,
Congress is going to spend all their time dealing with each and every group that comes before them now.
It could be pretty broad, you know. Yeah. I mean, let's say it's a group of Russian nationalists who come into the United States and they support the idea of that's been touted by Putin of a greater Russia. You know, they believe that Alaska should be given away back to Russia because we didn't pay enough for it. Okay, so I mean, seriously, why not that as well as people who are supporting, you know, this odd clown former president named Trump? They're both ludicrous that they should have that kind of power, but the Supreme Court has given them that. Isn't that correct?
It's mind-numbing to even continue to think about it, and it's bothered me beyond belief. It really is. I am looking for more, you know, legal opinions on this, so we'll be having them, we'll be featuring them here on the show in the future as I find them. Of course, we haven't had too many of them, you know.
See if a group of Nazis can then claim the same sort of protection. That would be very interesting to me.
Right.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your call.
We're gonna have the Mean Farmer in just a moment, but I want to get to our new word, something that has been bothering, I think, everybody for most of their lives, because no one has ever been able to figure out why anybody would call something toilet water as a fragrance or perfume. And we're gonna get to that interpretation right now. You've got that, Jordan?
Yeah, I do. I do have Julian Miguel. He's our pronunciation guide, and here he is talking about toilet water. Okay.
Bonjour, this is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce this French phrase that you see on many perfume bottles or fragrances. That would literally translate in English from French into toilet water. This is a lightly scented cologne used as a skin freshener.
Cologne?
It is also referred to as aromatic waters, which probably sounds better than toilet water.
Yes.
How do you go about pronouncing it? In French, we would say eau de toilette. Eau de toilette. Oh. But it'd be fine in English or American to say eau de toilette. Eau de toilette. From French, eau de toilette. Here are many more useful words from French that you may want to hear and nail the pronunciation of.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, Julia.
Eau de toilette. Ooh, the toilet.
You got it.
I love that. Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll get another one here. But we have somebody on the phone first.
All right. Let's go to Mark.
Let's go to Mark on the phone. Good morning. John and Gordy with you. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And you just distracted me momentarily. Oh, the toilet. I don't know if you guys remember the old Saturday Night Live routine where they had the guys scooping water out of the out of some sewage canal over in France, and then he was sniffing the woman's neck, and then had to turn around and look at the back of his shoe. You wear it because it's French.
I don't remember that. I'd love to see that. Yeah, that's great.
But getting back to the more serious subject that I called on the 14th Amendment.
Yes.
I'd maintain that 14-2 that the whole fake electors thing was part of the insurrection, but get into the insurrection himself and that ability to hold office. I think the stress could be made that, you know, that on the back end is, yeah, they can run for office, but they certainly can't be seated because, and maybe that's the...
They're hanging on,
then once they've been elected to office, they can't take office because the Congress would have to, by two-thirds majority, have to remove that impediment. You know, technically on the language, I got my copy of the Federalist Papers sitting in front of me with the Constitution printed in it.
But that's interesting, yeah. They could run for office, they could be elected, but they can't serve unless Congress acts and allows them to serve.
And that's what happened prior after, you know, subsequent to the Civil War, I believe, in some cases. And that's, you know, that it sounds ridiculous, but...
Yeah.
That, you know, every single one of those insurrectionists' ass should have been pitched in jail, you know, on the day of the insurrection, and then Trump subsequently. Mm-hmm. But and all his little supporters, including Mr. Ron Johnson, whose involvement in the fake electors thing is becoming more and more apparent every day.
I agree. Johnson's role, you know, I think he was only talking when he always talked to the press about spending just a few minutes. It was always that phone moment that we were talking about. Yeah. But for him, that's what he wanted to talk about. He didn't want to talk about all the prefacing that went on before that phone moment that he said, oh, I only spent like 3 seconds on the phone. Can't blame me for anything on that. You know, right? Seditious 3 seconds. So.
Yeah, rolling back all the way to December 6th, apparently, you know, before the fake electors even.
But I agree with you. I think the fake electors definitely should be part of the insurrectionist movement, and I believe it is part of it. So I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Mark, thank you for your call.
All right, Mark. Thank you. And
appreciate it.
Eau de toilette.
You want another one? Are we ready for
Wow.
Or is it Mean Farmer time? Tell me.
It's Mean Farmer time.
Okay. Yeah, well, we've got to get to that. You know, ready?
Yeah, because, we're not taking shots at farmers. This is a mean farmer in Nebraska who managed to put together these little vignettes that I think are fairly entertaining. He's pretty cool.
And instructive, too. It's good information.
It's a perspective that we never get on the radio.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Let's hear the mean farmer. Yep.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer. And this week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's time for a real popular Mean Farmer Show feature, a trip into town.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah. I get into town once a season. The summer trip's always special. I hook the honey wagon for you city slickers at the manure spreader. Honey wagon, you get it. Up to the old 55 International 3-ton, slap the carbine in the gun rack, and then I call old Tammy Faye. She's my 455-pound Hampshire sow. She'll be 15 this year, little old and cranky. Had over 200 piglets, and they all ended up in town. Ooh, she knows. Oh, she knows where they ended up. Don't you think she doesn't? Oh, anyway, load up, get out on the highway. We'll go about 7 or 8 miles an hour, slower uphill. People honk, and they honk, some of them yell. And they get right behind me, ready to pass, and I edge over to the left there, and back to the right, and engage the manure spreader. spray? Oh, boy, some of those little J-Pan cars swerve right off the road into the ditch. They get towards the top of a hill and wave them around. Come around, come around. They get into that passing lane, cross the yellow line, and oh. When they see that tanker truck coming, ooh, they get back quicker than Alvar. Woo! Some of them stop and get out, clutching their chest. Well, anyway, I get into town, head over to Holly Udelhoffen's Red, White, and Blue Tap, let Tammy Faye out to wreak her terrible vengeance on the town folk. I just head on inside, run off the odd drunk banker or two, and suck down a case of PBR, a dozen pickled eggs or two. And, yeah, that's a trip into town. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, getting out of town. That's when the carbine comes in handy.
Oh, man.
That was, that's one of my favorite ones.
The big Tammy Faye.
Yeah. Wait till you introduce, he introduces his pit bulls, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You get the manure spreader going.
Haven't we all been behind that, right? We have.
Oh, yeah.
They must,
yes.
Might have heard that Mean Farmer episode in the past. Oh, that's like from the early 90s. He recorded those.
Yeah.
Still good today.
Funny stuff.
Still apply today. Oh, my God.
We got to get a hold of Pam Yonke and see if she knows the Mean Farmer. I bet anything she knows him personally.
You know. You know.
Yeah.
You know she knows him.
Oh, you know. Know. Yeah.
You know.
That evil laugh he has. Yes, too much. Okay.
But, I mean, that's what you do, you know. You do that as a farmer. You back up traffic for miles. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do. I know they don't have a mean-spirited bone in their body. But, my God, you know, it is just impossible to imagine why they just don't somehow pull over a little bit more than they already have. Right?
Well, yeah, and then they swerve to the left. They sense that you're about to pass, so they swerve over to the left so you can't pass them.
Wave you around at the top of a hill just to meet a tanker truck.
Now, you know, they got those big ones, those really big trucks
that
you could drive under. Have you been behind one of those? You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I have a small car, and I'm always wondering, could I actually get under that vehicle?
Oh, boy.
There's no way I'm going to try. I could have probably done it with my Karmann Ghia many years ago, but no.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Christmas Vacation, right?
What's that?
You've seen Christmas Vacation,
the movie? Yeah, so that's right.
It happens in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, and they did that. Right.
They did in their station wagon. They drive under a semi truck, and then they're just chilling out there.
There you go. So you can do it, and we could all try doing it ourselves. It's been done.
Oh, boy.
Highly recommended by the Johnny Gordy Show.
There you go.
You want to learn some more French? We got just a minute or two here.
Yeah.
You ready for one more? Have you ever heard the word sacré bleu? Okay.
Yes, yes. No one knows how to say that.
All right, well, here we go. Hang on.
Bonjour. We are looking at how to pronounce with the typical French pronunciation this French expression of surprise, exasperation, or dismay. You often hear in movies or said by English-speaking people that do not know French very well or haven't been in France very often. You often hear it said, sacré bleu, sacré bleu. While typically in France we would not say sacré bleu, but rather sacre bleu, sacre bleu, sacre bleu. Not sacré bleu, but rather sacre bleu,
sacre
bleu.
Got it.
Sacre bleu would be as close as you could say it in English. Sacre bleu, not sacré bleu. Why would you say sacré bleu?
Okay, we got it.
Take it easy, relax.
Sacre bleu.
Oh my God.
Sacre bleu.
Okay,
you made your point. All right.
Good oh, my Lord. God, help.
Can't shut him up now.
What happened?
I don't know.
Remember Oda the Clone, the skunk in Warner Brothers cartoons?
Oh, yeah. That was
I think it was Oda the Clone.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Can't even
649.
Say that.
Coming up, AI is coming out in everything. What next?
Oh, boy.
You're listening.
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin. It is Madison, and we're on State Street, a block away from the Capitol. And, you know, we're not going to see the politicians around much anymore. You know, they're on vacation, at least the Assembly is. Senate's out there working real hard, doing nothing. As usual.
They're having meetings.
I think
the Senate.
Working hard or hardly working?
Hardly working. You know, these guys should be part-time. They should just be part-time. They're full-time legislature, and one of the few in the country. And they take so much time off. And they take time off to elect themselves, you know, instead of serving the public. I mean, these guys get free health care. They get benefits, retirement benefits, and they're complaining about, you know, having a little program or two for the working class, because that's just too much government. Government gets too big that way.
Right.
Well, no, that, you know, I'm not buying that argument ever again, and I hope no one else does. All right. So now you have this special way to figure out how to say words, okay, Gordy? You certainly have an inside look on how to find out how to say something with a French accent in American. So
yes,
my head spins just thinking about what this means. But you know, somehow, somewhere along the way, you know, this guy is going to figure out that he could use AI, you know, get his voice translated into AI, and then come up with any word and make it into a bot of some sort. Now, he may not do that, because I love his personality the way it is right now, the way he went on a rant before our break.
I kind of went off on
No one expected it. He must have had a bad day that day.
Well, I'm looking for some more words here. I mean, he's got so many.
Well, the thing is,
he spent a lot of time putting this together, you know?
With AI, you never know, but AI might also get into the mode of frustration and then go on a rant. They learn from the people who program it. And if, like me, I get on there and I start programming it and I start, you know, just rattling off every thought that I have into this thing, it might go on rants as well. And AI, by the way, I was reading this article, AI is in almost everything now. Every electronic device that is being made right now is integrating AI in some way, shape, or form. And now we wanted to integrate an AI partner on the program. Remember, it was we're still working on it.
You know? We're workshopping that, and it's not there yet.
It's prohibitively expensive.
There's money involved. We need a big time sponsor to step up in order to do it the right way.
We could use a voice actuated AI device of some sort, you know, Alexa, something really bad. But we're not going to do that. What we want, we want the visual as well. Even though this is a radio program, and we are certainly visual on some of the social media sources. You can watch us on Twitter X, Facebook, YouTube.
Right. We're out there.
You know, some secret devices. But...
secret devices.
But we want a partner that has a face. We want somebody speaking to us. We want to look at them in the eye. There is a special device. They've got one. I can't remember what it is, Sylvia or something like that. But it has a screen, and it actually has a female picture.
Right.
So it's not just a face. It's that female sitting there, I think, or just standing there, and then talking to you.
And it kind of learns as it goes, It kind of picks up on things, and you can actually have a conversation after a while. And
that's what we want. We want that device here in the studio. So, and we'll put it between us, and we'll ask her all these questions, and hopefully, you know, we'll have a conversation with an actual AI voice, as human as it could possibly be.
Well, that's the idea.
And debate with us. We'll see who's right.
Because we need that.
Right.
All right. Well.
Okay.
But are you ready for another French word, or do you want to push on? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the word charcuterie? You know, where you get a little like a plate full of vegetables and whatnot. I don't know. But anyway, let's hear. Julian has an idea about how to pronounce this. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? Here we go.
What is up, guys? Bonjour, this is Julian, the Frenchman who makes pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce this category of food made of cured meats, dried pork in varied preparations, the ham, prosciutto and jamon, chorizo, salami, dried sausages and saucisson, mortadella, pâté, speck, copa, and many more. So how do you go about pronouncing this? There's going to be two different ways. The original French way, which may help you understand how and why it's said like this in English, and the English in American way. So in English or American, you'd say charcuterie. Charcuterie. You do want to insist on the Q part, and it's Q, not coup, because yes, it is a French word and a name of French origin, and the French pronounce the U, charcuterie. Charcuterie. Now in French, you'd say charcuterie. 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 So in English, charcuterie. Here are more videos to learn how to pronounce food words that are hard to say in English.
It's still hard to say.
I'll leave you to it, and I will see you soon in the wonderful world of French pronunciation. Au revoir.
No, that's the American way. Charcuterie. You don't say the Q.
Okay. I don't know.
I think that's what he said.
I don't know.
There's so much there.
They sounded almost the same to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't.
Pretty close.
Charcuterie.
I thought it sounded exactly the way he said it shouldn't be sounded in French. So.
He's very particular. There.
But he is very particular.
He knows what he's talking about.
I'm sure if we reviewed it in depth, we would probably come to the right conclusion. But, you know, I don't use that term very much, so we'll just, we'll let that be. We'll let that one lie.
What's up, guys? Bonjour, this is Julian.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Later.
Wait, we should get that one. Bonjour.
Bonjour. I wish I had taken French. What did you take in high school? It used to be required. You had a couple of years of language. I don't think they even require that anymore.
I think
in Wisconsin they still do.
Yeah.
Do they?
I believe it
is. In middle school, I had to take a language. In high school, I did not.
Right. But they expect you to do it if you want to get into AP classes or in college. You have to have some.
Yeah, a lot of colleges require it for different
certain amount of years. Oh, we're running out of time already? I didn't get to my other story here.
This first hour just flew by, but coming up in our next hour, Stephanie Miller tickets. She's coming to the Barrymore. We've got some tickets to give away. Also, Moms for Liberty on damage control and a whole lot more. News, weather, and sports next. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show on Civic Media.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll preview Biden's State of the Union address right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his third State of the Union address tonight. Among the president's guests, Kate Cox, the Texas woman unable